Well, it's no secret that time out in God's creation can help hone our sense of God's presence and hear His still, small voice. The Frassati Society of Minnesota is dedicated to helping young adults explore the outdoors while connecting with one another and listening for God. Here to talk about their ongoing ministry are Jen Messing, the co-founder and past outdoor chair and president of the Frassati Society of Minnesota, and Caitlin Filbrandt, the current president. Welcome, Jen and Caitlin.
Hello.
Hello.
It's great to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us. Well, let's start out with just a bit about what the Frassati Society is. So, Jen, why don't you tackle that one?
Sure. It has been a pleasure to watch it grow over 15 years. We started it back in 2002 as a way to basically follow in the footsteps of Blessed Pier Giorgio. His pastimes included things like hiking and rock climbing, but also serving the poor, adoring Jesus in the Eucharist, getting out and playing sports, going to museums, opera, cultural things. He was a prankster. He had just a very diverse backdrop of the things he liked to do. And so we decided that it would be a fun way to draw friendship out of the people around us, but also just trying to find camaraderie as far as the other single young adults that were around us, trying to connect via some activity and to infuse that time with prayer, because we recognized that our faith was important to us, and it was very enjoyable to not only do the things in the outdoors or the other things I listed, but also to find people of common faith. And so it became a way for us to connect on multiple levels, and it ended up creating camaraderie in a pretty cool way, because we drew people from all over the diocese, and I'm speaking of when we first started, and I do think that's probably still true. Caitlin can speak to that, but we found that it was people of all walks of life, people that are in college, out of college, 20s, 30s, sometimes some of us lingered into our 40s because we didn't have an official cutoff date, but we kind of told ourselves, like, you know, we'll phase out eventually kind of thing, but it was camaraderie that never made that awkward. And so it was very interesting, because we would find that people would sign up for things and we'd think, gosh, this is a really random group of people. And then you would find this very common ground of faith and laughter and good conversation that sprung from enjoying the same things that Pier Giorgio did, and also integrating that whole time together with prayer and such. And so, anywho, that was kind of the start of it, was really just like, hey, we want to go do stuff in the outdoors, and maybe there's other people that want to do stuff in the outdoors. And we started advertising it, and it morphed into a lot more. And I think the beauty of it is, because it was founded on prayer and not just being something that was not that there's anything wrong with a parish-based young adult group, but because young adults are so transient and so fickle with their realities of things, they can shift around and, you know, change of lifestyle and whatever. I think because of being grounded in prayer and being open to whoever from around the Twin Cities, it kept it going all this time. So, So that's kind of an intro there, I suppose. But
great. Yeah. Thank you, Jen. Caitlin, let me ask you, how did you come to be involved with the Frassati Society?
I became involved with the Frassati Society when I moved to the Twin Cities, and I was looking for young adult Catholic things to do and to get involved with other people. I actually did look on to the Archdiocese website for different events, and there was a Frassati night that I first attended. I initially didn't know what that meant, but it sounded like a fun time, and we went to adoration and then out to a pub. And after that, I fell in love with the outdoors and events that the Frassati Society put on.
Yeah. Okay, excellent. And I just the very idea of being able to appeal to getting, you know, the great outdoors as a place and a way for young adults to really encounter one another, but also encounter God there too. I'm wondering, Jen, we'll go back to you on this one. When you do have your outdoor events, whatever it might be, Is there kind of a scheduled programmatic way about the events? Do you have certain things that you know you're going to be talking about? Or is it more, let's just get out there and see what happens? Or somewhere in between?
That's a great question, actually, because of the fact that when we started the Frassati Society, there were obviously I'm a co-founder, so Anne Brahm and I started it based on what we witnessed through her older brother, Peter, who started one in Denver. And really, there was a baseline of thinking, okay, we're a bunch of young adults, a bunch of independent people. We're not used to having to think about other people. And maybe we should be thinking about other people. So we started creating sort of a atmosphere where we would tell people, you know, we're going to operate like a family. We're not going to just go off and do our own thing, though we will have time to just, you know, be on our own if we want. But like we would have part of the day, like say if we were gone for a weekend camping trip, we would start out with something that was all together. And then we would start maybe with a rosary hike. And then people would just chat through the rest of the time. And then maybe the afternoon would be just chill, hang out for, you know, do whatever, if you want to go hiking further or if you want to just chill. And then around the fire, it was always very organic conversation. And I think that was something that we noticed was an earmark of our gatherings, was that the conversation and the humor was so natural with people from such diverse, you know, work backgrounds and ages and whatever. And so we just started to literally pray for good conversation and humor, because we didn't want to take for granted that that would just happen naturally every time. Mm-hmm. And it did seem like that was a bit of a charism, if you will, of the group, was just that this camaraderie would happen. And if you see pictures of Pier Giorgio, you know, his laughter and surrounded by friends and whatever, and it just seems like his presence was very real. And so we wanted to allow him to teach us how to live our faith in everyday life. And that became some of our conversation would then surround, like, who is Pier Giorgio and why do we follow in his footsteps and how do we operate? You know, we basically decided that when we would plan events, we would just plan something we really wanted to do. And then we'd invite people to join us. And it didn't matter if it was 3 people or 10 people or 20 people. It was just, who wants to come along? We're going to do this anyway, you know? So, yeah. I do think that there's the camaraderie and friendship and laughter paired with allowing people to have some time alone with God, but also pushing them a little bit to be acting like a family and not just be like, okay, I'm going to bring my own food and have my little own meal over here. It's like, nope, we're actually going to chip in to the bucket and everybody's going to pay in and we're going to make meals together. We're going to stop and wait for everybody and we're going to pray together. And we're, you know, like attempting on some level to have some coherence so that people would think about what it means to be a community rather than just an independent young adult. So,
right. Well, it sounds good. It sounds very intriguing. So, Caitlin, what have you got coming up? What kind of events have you got coming up here in the remainder of the summer of 2021?
So we recently wrapped up a Catholic Bible study on Revelation through Ascension Press, and we will be beginning another one through Ascension Press called A Journey Through Church History, which will run from July 29th to December 23rd, meeting once a week in person. And then we do have a Frassati night, which is our spiritual aspect of our group that we plan events on and around. And that is July 27th, and we go out to adoration from 7 to 8, and followed by fellowship at Alloy Brewing Company. So that's a time where we can meet and socialize and get to know one another. The next trip that we have is an outdoors event. We are going to the Boundary Waters from July 30th to Saturday, August 7th.
Wow.
And this is going to be quite the trip. Every year, we typically will do a week-long camping trip. And this is another aspect about our group, as Jen mentioned, that if people don't necessarily have those friends that want to plan trips outdoors and go faraway places, or they don't have equipment, we're able to provide that for them and the food, and sometimes borrow gear from friends or even from Jen too. So we will be planning more events as the time comes up after this season or 18 months of COVID holding us back.
Sure. Sure. Right. Well, thank you, Caitlin. Yeah, there's a lot in store, it sounds like, and I'm sure even more on the way. But that Boundary Waters trip sounds pretty amazing. I mean, I think that's a great idea, great way of getting people out and together. And I would imagine I've been on camping trips. I must say I've never been to the Boundary Waters on a canoe trip, but I will say that even on the camping trips I've been at, yeah, there's a sense of dependence, interdependence. So I would count that as a good thing on one another when you get out in the wilderness. And there's definitely seeds of that anyway with these sorts of trips. So Jen, let me go back to you and ask if people are interested in one of these events or just getting involved in general in the Frassati Society, what's the best way for them to go about that?
There is a website, the Frassati Society. Well, actually, sorry, just spell out Frassati, first of all, Frassati,
right.
SocietyMN.org is the website. And people should know it's not an official society where you like sign up for membership. It's just because Pier Giorgio used the term Pipiloski Society, whatever that was in Italian. It was basically the Shady Characters Society was how he referred to his friends tongue-in-cheek. And so we used the phrase Frassati Society is used in multiple places around the world. There's no like formal society. They just kind of pop up wherever, but that's where ours has MN at the end. So FrassatiSocietyMN.org. And then if you go on Facebook, it's actually MN, so Minnesota Frassati Society. And there is a monthly newsletter that they send out via email, and there's a contact form on the website, but you can also do info at FrassatiMN.org. So again, it's Frassatimn. So spelling Frassati is sometimes the trip up factor, but there you have it. So
right, exactly. Okay, wonderful. Well, it's been a pleasure to talk to you
and
both.
Then
thank
also
you.
There yeah, is please. That we post our events to, which is www.msptcatholic.com, and this is a website where all the young adult Catholic groups in the area can post events and get to know what is out there for to meet people.
Yeah, wonderful. All right, yeah, mspcatholic.com or FrassatiSocietyMN.org. Well, Jen and Caitlin, thank you for joining us on the program. God bless. It sounds like a lot of fun, and I hope a lot of people get involved and sign up and continue on the tradition of Pier Giorgio Frassati. Thanks for being on the show, ladies.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. God bless. Okay, we're off into our first break, but don't go anywhere. When we return, Catholic teens are working this summer, but instead of doing it to make money, they're doing it to serve the Lord and others. Hear all about it right after this. Stay with us.